throughout the entire world, his knowledge of the Shastra and poetry and plays and all the Sahitya Darpa and all the various Shastras that pertain to composing Sanskrit plays and poems, it was known to him completely. So he was empowered actually to ask Rupa Goswami, what are you composing? He said, well, actually, I was going to do this one play on Lord Chaitanya, on Krishna in Vrindavan or in Dwarka, but then he described that he had to do two plays. He had a dream about Satyabhama and came to him, and she wanted to have a separate play. So therefore he was doing these two plays. So when he began to recite the verses, Ramananda Roy, the other devotees, were astonished at how wonderful this Rupa Goswami is. How did he become so empowered by Lord Chaitanya, by his complete pure mode of service, Rupa Manjari? And so when he got to some of the verses, like one of the introductory verses that Kaviraj Goswami has used, Anarpita Charim Charat Kurunaya, very famous verse, everyone should know, one of the first four or five verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita Charim Charat Kurunaya Vatina Kalo Samarparitam Unat Ojala Psalm, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the Unat Ojala Psalm, the rasa of the highest rasa of the Ujvala rasa. That means conjugal ras. Hari purta sundara dyuti kadambas and sada hriday kandare spuratuva. So they are in Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, they have blessed us that Lord Chaitanya, may Lord Chaitanya hriday kandare spuratuva masa, the son of Sachi, appear in our heart to destroy the lion-like vice, the desires, material desires in our heart. Sada hride kandare spurtu vasachinandana. So this is such a wonderful verse, everyone loves it, but still Mahaprabhu complained. He said, why have you put this verse there? This is spoiling. You're spoiling your whole play. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing this example. So when we read here that these persons outside and devotees were chanting his name, and we still hear this as compared to the sahajiyas, etc., we shouldn't think that suddenly everyone is a sahajiya because we chant Mahaprabhu's name. He's trying to show that one should not be impudent and go outside. So Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving the example of the apasampradayas, all bowl. Very detailed description is given if you read the Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav about all these up and how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, how Bhaktivinoda also, not so strongly, that was not his main mission, but especially Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati smashed all these apasampradayas. Always smashed them. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his writing directly to Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, you always smash these misconceptions. He knew that he had the power to do it, and he did. The Aul Baal Karta Bhaja. And they have the similarities, but there's many differences. Some of them actually follow some of the principles. Some of them follow no principles. All Baal, the Baals especially, and some of the others, they're just like wild hippies, you know. They chant. The tendency is there. They are really sahajya, heavy, heavy duty, you know. They dress like anything, and they, you know, they trade women. They go to somewhere, and especially at least when during Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's time, maybe now the government has put some stop, but they have a festival and they drop off their wife or something there. They get a new wife, but they're chanting. But even Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so expert that he would utilize some of their tunes just to entice them also, but give them strict philosophy. He was very expert like that. The melodies, they sing nicely. Sometimes we see them still in Mayapur, various these apasampradayas throughout Bengali. Sometimes you see. But due to the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Bhaktivinoda, then ISKCON, Gaudiya Math, they become strong to defeat these persons at Jati Goshai, those who are born the smartest. The smartest are simply the materialistic Mayavadi, you know, they just follow rules and regulations. They may be strict even following, but they have no sense of bhakti. So all these are mentioned here as apasampradayas. The Gauranga Nagari, they are specifically Gauranga Nagari. Sometimes they also follow the principles, four principles, but their idea is that that Lord Gauranga and Vishnu Priya, they are enjoying conjugal affair, or Lord Chaitanya is enjoying with Gadadhar Pandit. She is like Radharani, but this is completely opposite the actual philosophy. Mahaprabhu has appeared in completely renounced, and he doesn't enjoy like that at any time, even in his household life. Although they still claim that he does. So this is a rascal thing that Mahaprabhu has warned us about. These one other one mentioned here, or others mentioned in this list that we read, Sakibeki is also, they dress like women. Atibari, Juridari. I think Atibari, Bishikishen, he appeared as saying he was the Mahavishnu incarnation. Also, he was enjoying with so many people's wives. He had some mystic potency. Bhaktivinoda Thakur arrested him. We know the whole long story. This is founded also on a misconception, the whole philosophy, and becomes more and more degraded after 300-400 years. So, though this is foretold by Mahaprabhu in these pastimes. And also, when Rupa Goswami met with Lord Chaitanya, another verse that he quoted, he was speaking these verses, very wonderful verses. Ramananda Roy began to pray. He asked him, how is it that you compose all these things? So he was quoting this Sahitya Darpana, Natika Chandrika. No one could understand how Rupa Goswami had become so not just knowledgeable and so poetic. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, he also says, Kim Kandena Danusmata, Kim Kavyena. He says, if one is a poet, his poetry should make your head spin in ecstasy. He said, what is the use of a bowman's arrow or a poet's poem if it doesn't make the head spin? So apparently all their heads were spinning when they heard this. Not just that, but Rupa Goswami was quoting all wonderful verses about Radharani, and in one place he spoke a verse expressing such great humility that even though he was a low-born person, speaking of himself, Rupa Goswami, he was sitting in a lower platform. Lord Chaitanya and his associates were sitting. He refused to sit there. So he said, although I am born lowly, still, even if I light a fire and I put gold in it, someone is lowborn, he lights a fire and he can purify even gold. So he was hoping that the devotees would take enlivenment and become even more pure-hearted by his expression of poetry, although he himself was simply lighting a fire, being a low-born person. So even in that expression of great humility, and this is what pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this humility. Mahaprabhu bhaktagani vairagya pradhan jahoiti jahadeki priti hoi gaura bhagavan. Gaura bhagavan, the golden bhagavan, Mahaprabhu, he's very pleased when he sees it, the vairagya pradhan. This is a principal thing that pleases him. Renunciation, just humility, especially, and we're going to read here also about Raghunath Goswami. Both of them attained this stage, great, highest stage of bhakti. Attained it, or they already we understand, are on the, in the position, but they're showing the example. So Rupa Goswami, speaking another verse, Nija Pranyatam Shudam Udiyam Yak Chino Chito Vasikrita Jagamana Kimapi Shamavanashitu. Some of the lines in this shloka that Mahaprabhu has appeared giving his own bhakti, which is Shudam Udiyam, and he is the Dvijakuladi Rajas, he's the king of all the Brahmins on the earth. So many Brahmanas may be there, but he has appeared in the form of a Brahman, but a king, the greatest Brahmana, the greatest sannyasi. Not only that, he says finally, Vasikrita Jaganmana. Jaganmana, the whole mind of the entire universe, Vasikrita, can be controlled. He can control the mind of the entire universe. Kimapi Shana Vanashitu. Therefore, let him be glorified. Let him be glorified more and more and more. Then Lord Chaitanya became very angry. He showed externally anger anyway. He said, why are you speaking this verse? You've ruined the whole thing. This is nonsense. This is just like alkali, poison. A drop of poison. You have all this nectar. Now you put poison in it. We didn't want to hear it. But all the devotees were thinking, wow, this is such a wonderful verse. They were so pleased. One of his verses was so ecstatic that Kaviraj Goswami, he quoted three times in the one chapter. Tunde, tundavani, ratin, tundavali, labdaye. The verse that says, we don't know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced. We can never know. Krishna's name is eternal. It has no beginning and no end. Therefore, when it dances on the tongue, we want so many tongues, Rupa Goswami says. So the devotees, they wanted to hear it again and again. Even Lord Chaitanya said, we have heard so many verses glorifying the holy name, but this is really something. Maximum. Tunde tundavani ratin, vitanate tundavli labde, karna krodha kadambani. When it enters the ears, karna krodha kadambani, kadambani, vitayate jayate sarvendriyan, it conquers all the other senses. Sarvendriyan am katim. Then, when it gets into the heart, the courtyard of the heart, everybody becomes just stunned. Therefore, we don't know. Prabhupada actually quoted that verse on a morning walk. No jane janita akhiyad bi amritai. This amrita, this nectar of the holy name, we can't fathom it. It gives Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti. Namanyanantasya tatravapatam. There's so many shlokas glorifying the holy name. So, throughout these, Vidagdha Malava, all this glorification of Radharani is going on, Lalita Malava. And he compares, of course, in that initial verse, Lord Chaitanya, mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He's giving all this Ujjalara Psalm. So it is only our duty to become absorbed in it, hearing and reading it. It's not a problem. It's very much nectar. I remember when our good friend Dravida, he was editing Chaitanya Charitamrita in 1975, and he started to memorize all the verses. And, you know, all the verses. Tried not to make any distinction. Of course, it's very difficult to memorize all the verses. But so when we heard him chanting, we felt a little bit bad that he was chanting by himself, so we started to memorize some of the verses. But it's difficult to keep up, you know, that type of activity. But he was memorizing all the verses, and from this, especially this Antya 1 we were referring to, where Rupa Goswami is coming there and speaking, you know, the glories. So Lord Chaitanya is showing this example. But then it says here, Shunya Loki Dainya Dravila Hridoi Bahire Asi Darashan Dila Doyamoy. When the Lord heard the humble petition made by the people, his heart softened. Being very merciful, he immediately came out and gave audience to all of them. So even though he was apparently in an angry mood, as it said there. Um, gave it up and became very merciful. Raising his arms, Bahotuli bole Prabhu bolo hari hari utila shi hari dhwani chaturdika bori. Raising his arms, the Lord asked everyone to chant loudly the vibration of the holy name of Hari, this roaring sound of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya gave up his anger. First he said, why are they chanting my name? This is impudence. Everything will be finished if they chant my name. So it's not like Lord Chaitanya is putting on some show, but he's exhibiting all these things simultaneously. His ecstasies. No, he can do that because he's a personality of Godhead. Many times it says he's seemingly contradictory, and these symptoms have never even been known in the Vedas anywhere. Where in the Vedas does it describe that someone's limbs will become separated or that his limbs will become withdrawn like a tortoise into his body? We know about Jagannath, the ecstasy of Jagannath, but there's a very esoteric, you only can read that in the Mahabhava Prakash or something, but don't hear about this at all. So Mahaprabhu was exhibiting extreme humility, and at the same time now he's very pleased. Prabhu deki premi lok anandito man Prabhu ke ishvar bole korayastavan. Seeing the Lord, everyone became joyful out of love. Everyone accepted the Lord as the Supreme, and thus they offered their prayers. Immediately arose a great stir, the vibration, Hari Hari, filled all directions. You imagine it says, Koti Koti Lakh. There were hundreds and thousands of people. It wasn't just like 50, 100 people there. As far as you could see, they're all chanting. Shtavashuni Prabhu ke kohen shinibas, Gari Gupta hao kene bahire prakar. While the people were offering their prayers unto the Lord, Shivas Thakur sarcastically said to the Lord, at home, you wanted to be covered. Why have you exposed yourself outside? That's an interesting statement. At home means in Navadvip, he was covered when he was in household life. But now, you've come to all these strangers and you've shown them the complete mercy. Shivas continued, who has taught these people? What are they saying? Now, you can cover their mouths with your own hand. In other words, we didn't even do anything. It's your mercy that they're all chanting. Now, if you want, you try to stop them. See? It's your mercy that they're chanting. Now, he knows he's not going to stop them. No. Why would he stop them? His whole mission is to give the holy name. Enechi Oshodi Maya Nashibara, destroy Maya and to give the holy name. So why would he ever stop them? So it's a joke. Go on, stop them now. You tried to hide yourself like the sun hiding in a house. Couldn't do it. Now they're all chanting in ecstasy. Try and stop them. They're all in ecstasy. It's as if the sun, after rising, wanted to hide itself. We cannot understand such characteristics in your behavior. The Lord replied, Dear Shrinivas, please stop joking. You have all combined together to humiliate me in this way. Prabhu kahen Shrinivas, charavi vidambana, vidambana means jokes. Sabe mile koro mora kote ke langshana. All of you have come together. Sabe mili, koro, mora kati ke lanchana. Lanchana means humiliation. You've given me so much humiliation. You all came together in a conspiracy. Thus speaking, the Lord entered his room after glancing auspiciously. Shubhadrishti means very auspicious. Shubhadrishti, this term is used many times. Thus speaking, the Lord entered his room after glancing auspiciously on all the people out of charity. In this way, the desires of the people were completely fulfilled. Eta bole loke kori shubhadrishti dan. Abhyantare gela lokera purna hoilokam, purna hoilokam. Purna means fulfilled, full, fully. Purna amrita svadhanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, purna amrita svadhanam. Chaito darpanam arjanam. You get a full taste, a purna asvada. Asvadhan means a taste. So here, this is the instance, one of the instances where everyone is completely satisfied. They've given up all material desires in ecstasy, just that Mahaprabhu is there. They know, they've seen him. They have no anxiety, nothing. Hoilokam, all the desires are fulfilled. All your desires fulfilled means you give up your kamanam hridyasangroham. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Nrsingadev, what does he want? He said, I don't want anything. Kamanam hridyasangroham. I want you to get rid of all my wants. It's not that I want something. So this is the ecstasy that all these lok, koti lok, all these hundreds and thousands of people, that all their desires are fulfilled. That's simply taking away all their material. Then you take away all someone's material desires, he becomes very ecstatic, especially when Mahaprabhu is there. So this is the prayer of the devotee. Yes, I don't want anything. Just take away what vishaya chariya kobe shuddha habiman. When I give up all my vishaya chariya, when I give up my vishaya, material desires, shuddha habiman, then my mind will become purified, then I can see Vrindavan. Kabihama, see Vrindavan. That time, I will be able to see Vrindavan everywhere. So, then we're supposed to read till the end of this. The clock is gone. Okay, I'll read to the end. At this time, Raghunath Das approached Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and according to his order, see, Kaviraj Goswami must have been so in ecstasy, just meditating all this. But he's writing a summary. This is the beginning. He hasn't gotten to all the details. He's thinking he's 90 years old or more. He could leave his body any time. So he's writing everything in a simplified form and very intensely. He's jumped ahead here to Nityananda pastime with Raghunath Das now. And we know there's so many other details. And he filled them all in later. He became more ecstatic. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's in Puri, he's so ecstatic. And then when he's traveling, he becomes like 100 times more ecstatic. Then when he gets to Mathura, he's like 1,000 times more ecstatic. And then when he finally comes to Vrindavan, then he's hundreds and thousands of times. Nothing, it's increasing. Purnam, anandam buddhivardhanam, pratipadam purnam. Every step, pratipadam, anandam buddhivardhanam. It's an ocean that's increasing in ecstasy. No oil, just ecstasy. So, okay then. Raghunath Das Nityananda Pashigela, Chira Dohi Mahotsava Tahai Karila. Raghunath Das approached Nityananda Prabhu and according to his order prepared a feast and distributed prasad composed of chipped rice and curd. There is a special preparation in Bengal wherein chipped rice is mixed with curd and sometimes with sandesh and mango. So here it says dahi, probably it's actually yogurt. Sometimes, you know, the Bengalis or in India, especially in Bengalis, they curd and yogurt. Kshiram, that verse about Lord Shiva, how he becomes yogurt. But sometimes we say curd, but we make a distinction. What? Kshiram yata dharivikara visheshi yoga, something like that. But we know it's yogurt. Right now, today, though, it's interesting because they're having that festival as well, tomorrow especially, up in New Panihati. They're having it, so it just so happened. It hit here too. The news hit Chaitanya Charita. It is a very palatable food offered to the deity, then distributed to the public. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was a householder at this time, met Nityananda Prabhu. According to his advice, he executed this festival of Dadi Chira Prasad. So when you go to that festival, it's very, very crowded. And nowadays, it's still going on, big time. And this was the very first original time. We know Raghunath Das, he was very, very, very rich. Very, very intelligent person. And his uncle and his father were the richest men in the entire Nadia. And they used to feed all the Brahmanas and like that. But he was a great devotee. He was simply attracted to Mahaprabhu. And his father and mother, they tried to keep him, tie him up. His mother said, "Let's just tie him up. We can't do anything. We tie him up." She was so angry. They had only one son. We know in this Indian culture how they're so, you have to have a son. And they don't want their son to become a sannyasi. That's the last thing they want, usually. Never. Very rare that would happen. So they gave him the most beautiful wife. Prabhupada said he wasn't even staying with his wife. He'd go outside and sleep outside somewhere. Outside the house, he'd lie down. So when he went to see Mahaprabhu one time, he was so in ecstasy that he wanted to just go. And Mahaprabhu said, "No, you can just do your household activity for at least some time, you know. Then don't worry about it." So he pretended to be a householder, kind of. But one day when he heard that Mahaprabhu or the Nityananda was there in Panihati, he came kind of hiding at a distance. So the servant of Nityananda said, "There's Raghunath Das, he's hiding. He's over there." So Nityananda said, "Bring him here, bring him here." So he put his foot on his head. He said, "Look, you're just like a thief. Therefore, thieves are punished. I will punish you. You make a big festival for everybody. Nityananda knew well, he was so wealthy, he could easily do that. So he got hundreds of pots and soaked them with chipped rice, with sandesh and mango and banana. And he made two different kinds. One had milk, one had the yogurt or curd. It also had sandesh. Then he had all kinds of other prasadam. And people were coming and selling prasad to him. He would buy it and give it back to them free. That's a good deal. You sell someone something and he gives it back to you free. Okay, here, buy this. Okay, here, give it back. That's very nice. So Raghunath Das, he got the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda had his feet all right on his head. It's a very ecstatic pastime. So many things happened at that time. And Mahaprabhu came there by the ecstatic trance of Nityananda. And those who were fortunate could see him. He was feeding him. And then Raghunath Das got the full mercy of Gornitai, full mercy. And one day he snuck away finally. He was always trying to get away. His father would have men watching him. Where did he go? Catch him. Bring him back. But one day he tricked them all and he just left completely. His father and mother were completely freaked out. They went to Shivananda Sen and they said, "We know you must have taken our boy somewhere, to Puri. And we want to send a Brahmana and some servants and all these." I think first they had 400 gold coins. Of course, in those days, one gold coin, even now a gold coin, is now worth $1,300 right now almost. $1,260, whatever. So what to speak of then? What a gold coin. Who knows how big it is? I don't know. You assume if it was like the ones now, but they had 400 coins. So that Shivananda said, "Don't worry, we're going now in a few months, then we'll take your men." But, then the father said, "Who is Raghunath Das?" And of course they laughed. They said, "Raghunath Das, of course everybody knows. He has become the life of all the devotees in Puri, So he got the mercy. He was given under the charge of Sri Damodar. He composed so much literature. The Prayojana Acharya. In the Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, he has given so many descriptions, especially the one verse, Gauranga Hridaya Udaya Mam. He's hoping, when will that Mahaprabhu arise in my heart? Hridaya Udayan Mam, make me mad. He was mad already. Mahadava Sampad, he said, he was in the illusion with this forest fire of great opulence, and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken him out of this well. Sometimes he'd He described it as a well, a deep, dark, waterless well of material life. Lord Chaitanya was one time joking with him that your father and uncle are just like worms in the ditch of stool. He said, don't mind if I say this. Of course, Raghunath Das was probably laughing. They used to send so much money. And Raghunath Das, he wouldn't take the 400 gold coins, but he would take a certain amount of conch shells. They used to measure conch shells, like 700 of them. And each time he would make a big feast for Lord Chaitanya and all the sannyasis there, twice a month, every other week. And Lord Chaitanya would go like that. But then after a while he thought, Lord Chaitanya is not pleased with this. This is not right. So these great persons, they show us this example. They know when Lord Chaitanya is pleased. Just like when Lord Chaitanya looked, he glanced at Sanatana's blanket. He could understand immediately just by him looking at it. He didn't need any kind of a further explanation, get a PhD or anything. He understood completely, got rid of the blanket. Similarly, Raghunath Das, he could understand that Mahaprabhu can't, how can he be happy? I'm getting money from my relatives. I shouldn't be doing this. So he started standing by the Singhadwar gate, just getting some handout, Mahaprasad, which, of course, is Jagannath Prasad. It's pretty good stuff. And Lord Chaitanya, he asked Sarup Damodari, what happened? There's no more feasts? You're going for a couple of years already. And then Sarup Damodari informed that, no, well, he figured you're not that happy with this program. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, very good. That's very nice. He would see him standing there begging. And after a while, Raghunath Das stopped begging at the Singhadwar. And then he was going where the booth is, and they have old prasad. You would get that. They just give it to you. No conversation. Lord Chaitanya was even more pleased because Raghunath was thinking, this standing begging is like a prostitute. Because in your mind, you might be thinking, this person gave me something before. He may give me something now. He didn't want to have anything to do with it, anyway, talking to anybody. Go there and get the prasad. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. But then he thought, this is not good. Why am I getting this prasadam? I don't deserve this. I shouldn't be getting this prasadam. Mahaprabhu couldn't be pleased with me. I'm not. Became so renounced. He would curse himself, one verse from the seventh canto, that after understanding one's spiritual nature, why should he again become a debauchee? It doesn't say anything about eating, but he didn't want to eat anything. Eat this prasadam. So he would get the food that was thrown away by the shopkeepers. The cows would not even eat it. Cows wouldn't even eat it. He would wash it off, rice, wash it off the outside, and then eat that. So then, when Lord Chaitanya heard that, knew about that, of course he knew, oh, now, this is the real nectar. And he saw Raghunath like that, and he said, He came right to his place when he was about to eat some of this prasad. It was a week old or something and thrown away, and cows wouldn't even eat it. And Lord Chaitanya snatched it out of his hand and said, now, even though I know there's so many offerings that I'm taking in the Jagannath temple every day, 56 offerings, 52, whatever, but this is the best nectar. And now you're trying to not share this with me? He grabbed it. He tried to take some more, but then Govinda stopped him and said, no, don't eat. This is not fit for you. Wouldn't let him eat it. Just like Rukmini didn't want Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, to eat the chipped rice or something. So in this way, this is how Lord Chaitanya becomes pleased by this renunciation. Raghunath Das. Of course, there's so many pastimes of Raghunath Das. And we'll finish up this chapter here. Later, Raghunath Das left home and took shelter of Lord Chaitanya in Puri. At that time, the Lord received him and placed him under the care of Sarup Damodar for spiritual enlightenment. In this regard, Raghunath Das writes in his Vilapa Kusumanjali, Yoham Dushtrageya Nirjala Mahakuparapara Klamat Sadhya Shandra Dayam Buddhi Prakritita Sri Kripa Rajubi.
Udritya atma saroja nindicharana prantam prapadyasvayam shri damodara satchakaratamaham chaitanya tandrang bhaje.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who by his unreserved mercy kindly saved me from household life, which is exactly like a blind well without water. Geha nirjala mahakupad, nirjala, no water, mahakupad, not just a kupa, but a big one. And so he says, he placed me in the ocean of transcendental joy under the care of Sri Damodar Goswami. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped Brahmananda Bharati's habit of wearing a deerskin. The Lord thus enjoyed his pastimes continuously for 6 years, experiencing varieties of transcendental bliss. I have thus given a synopsis of Majjalila. Please hear now the pastimes the Lord performed during the last 12 years. Purport. Thus, Kaviraj Goswami, strictly following the footsteps of Vyasadeva, gives a synopsis of the Leelas of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has given such a description at the end of each canto. In the Adi Leela, he outlined the pastimes of the Lord in 5 stages of boyhood, leaving the details of the description to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Now, in this chapter, the pastimes that took place at the end of the Lord's life are summarized. They are described in Majjalila and Anchalila. The rest of the pastimes have been described in a synopsis in the 2nd chapter of Majjalila. In this way, the author has gradually described both Majja and Anchalila. Rupa Raghunatha Padi Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. So Kaviraj Goswami, he got the full mercy of Rupa Raghunath. He heard all these pastimes from Raghunath Das Goswami directly. Raghunath Das Goswami being aggrieved, he came to Vrindavan to jump off Govardhan Hill and finish himself, his material body. But when he got there, Rupa and Sanatan especially, they said, what are you thinking, you know? This is not good. You know all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, you're going to, you know, jump off the hill. This is not too good. So he recited the pastimes. At that time, Kaviraj Goswami also heard, a little after maybe, he also heard them. And he, of course, was able to, not like we are, you know, he heard it and he knew it. He knew all the pastimes. Even he knew much more than he could put in the book. So, but we'll be happy with what we have here, being ordinary persons. But everything is mostly given. There's so many more. So any comments, questions? Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
There's that verse says incomplete renunciation is to reject something as that you can be used in Krishna's service. So Raghunath Das Goswami, is it because, why is it that why would you think that he could have used that Lakshmi in Krishna's service? So Lord Chaitanya is pleased though that he renounced it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't his mission. Raghunath Goswami's mission, I mean, when he came to Vrindavan, he was even more renounced, apparently. He just sit there and, you know, sometimes every other day he would take some chach, buttermilk, a little half a chapati once in a while. So obviously, but any, I don't know if he built a temple, but Sanatana and Rupa, they at least inspired temples and they used money. Sanatana Goswami had that money from that one devotee and used, so they have different missions. Raghunath Das's mission, where he, as Prayojanacharya, his example of renunciation is extreme. So in order to perform that, he had to follow this. And plus Lord Chaitanya, he may, and Rupa Goswami may give a general instruction, Yukta Vairagya, for everybody. But somebody gets a specific instruction. It's like Prabhupada might say everyone should do book distribution, but he'd tell someone, no, you stay in the temple and you just do puja. But generally speaking, this is the principle. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was able to carry that out to a large degree. I mean, considering what he did, you know. He did that. But largely it wasn't, you know, completely followed until the time of Bhakti Siddhanta, Yukta Vairagya, so much to such an extreme example. But Raghunath Das, his mission was to follow the principles like lines in a stone. He slept and ate for an hour and a half or two every day. That was, you know, obviously his eating didn't take very long. A cup of buttermilk, so he might have slept for an hour and a half. The rest of the time he was simply chanting, and he used to offer obeisances to, when he lived in Radhakund, you know, 2,000 times or 4,000 times. We can't even imagine doing now. I mean, it's there, we can read it, we hear about it. Yeah, go ahead, go for it. But who's doing? Who's the Prayojanacharya? No, he is, that's it. It's like, you know, it's a one-time thing, you know. But we can aspire. Well, I mean, our aspiration to become humble should be pretty easy, because who's going to get, who could even come close to these great devotees? Anyway, his uncles and his father used to use the money. They used to use it and to distribute prasad to all and to support so many Brahmins. It doesn't say that they stopped doing that. In Nadia, money was used, just that he didn't use it.
At the same point, I was thinking that in different circumstances, like that's the general principle that you said, but the ideal point is always what is pleasing to Krishna, what's the most pleasing to Krishna. So in the beginning stages, things aren't that clear, so whatever you have, you use it in Krishna's service. Because we're looking at it from just beginning stages, but he's already with Lord Chaitanya, and he's in this other stage, so he doesn't have a problem misusing something or using it. He's directly knowing how to please Lord Chaitanya.
Well, we just read in that story of Bali Maharaj that renunciation is great, but if you can utilize money and wealth, it's even greater too. Like Bali Maharaj too. Wasn't that the Bali Maharaj story? There's a shloka that said that Prabhupada said it. Yeah.
So such a nice lecture. So much nectar and pastimes. Thanks for your lecture, Pushkar Prabhu. So the renunciation, the example of renunciation, Raghunath Das Goswami, that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, one of the things he gave a Govardhan Shila, he was worshipping personally for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was like doing an abhishek with his tears and smelling him, and he gave it to Raghunath Das.
Right? And the rascals, they say that Lord Chaitanya giving him the Govardhan Shila is because he's not a Brahmana, therefore he needs a Shila to worship.
Yeah.
And he has to get it, you know, he can't go, you know, like that, or so he's not born a Brahman.
And it has the thumbprint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Das Shila, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to chant the Maha Mantra.
And don't use, it's finished. The microphone the smashed. Microphone. No, it's not. It's all coming weird. No, it's not you. It's the speaker.
Okay. So that deity is there in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. The voice can go and take darshan of that deity. But one of the things they are... One of the things that really captured me, my attention more about the topic of the Apasampradayas, especially the Sahajiyas, that's a very strong tendency in Srila Prabhupada. He detected, fortunately, he detected the symptoms in ISKCON. Remember the Gopi Baba Club in LA, Los Angeles, and that's good for our example, how we should detect those things.
Sannis are...
The Sahajiya tendency, very strong. And Prabhupada tells us in detail how to detect those symptoms, and then how to be careful, and how to deal with those things, because, especially in India, you don't know philosophy or what is the difference, very easy, you can fall in those things, in the group or the category of
Prakriti Sahajiya. You know, that was 35 years ago. Now everybody's much more advanced. They can do anything.
Because in Prabhupada books, everything is there in Prabhupada books. He said, everything is in my books. So we need to really study his books and have faith that everything is in Prabhupada's books.
There's propaganda on you that we need so many things. Okay. All glories to Prabhupada.